Welcome to A Lunch with Biggie, a podcast about small business and creatives sharing their stories and inspiring you. My guest today, like many, got bored and creative during the pandemic. But when the pandemic got rough, she got tufting. Rug tufting, that is. Please welcome the owner of Rugged Perspective, Arias Rodriguez. What's going on?
Hey, what is up? You know, just here, ready to eat. It's tasty takeover day.
Oh, I know. It is tasty takeover day for you guys over there where you're at. I really appreciate you coming on. We've never actually met. I've pretty much followed you on social. I think what you're doing is amazing and super interesting. And so I kind of wanted to just spend a little bit of a lunch break with you since it is my lunch break. What's your usual go-to like lunch or sandwich?
Oh, damn. I mean, dang. Sandwich. Damn. I'm just a simple type of person. So some turkey with cheese, American cheese, lettuce, tomato, oil vinegar, salt, and pepper. That's it. That's okay. my
What kind of bread, out of curiosity?
What about white bread? White bread.
Okay. No, that's super good. That's super easy. So tell people a little bit about what is Rugged Perspective. Like how did it all come about? Like how did you get into rug tufting? What is rug tufting? Like give me the origin story.
So rug tufting, I'm sure there's different ways of like creating rugs. You have like your punch needle, there's like latch hook. I feel like tufting is probably the easiest because it's done with a mechanical machine. But yeah, so it goes way far back. I don't know like the whole history of it, but how I started, I saw it on Instagram in an interview that Tyler Creator was talking about. And I was bored at home. So I was like, I might as well try this out. And that's how I kind of got into it back in 2020. Wasn't great at it. Like I was creating holes for, I want to say 6 to 8 months, just wasting material, tried selling my gun, no one would take it. And so it finally worked out. And I was like, all right, I'm making rugs. So that's
I know from what I saw and what I've read and from us communicating, like you obviously like, were like, I got to do something. So you got creative, started drilling. Didn't you make like a bed
as one of your things? I did.
So you definitely started like, you know, Barbara the Builder type stuff. You were like going in and doing all that stuff.
Yeah. Cause I was in my garage. So my garage was like my game room at the house. There was nothing to do. They closed the park that I would run at every day at Crane's Roost. So I was like just chilling at home, playing Animal Crossing. There's just so many trees you can shake and how many islands you can visit. So I was like, all right, I have to do something. And Lowe's was like the only place open at the time. So I would just go to Lowe's every day and just purchase a drill because I wanted to make a bed, built my bat screen porch, did neon signs. So it was just trying to find something to preoccupy like my time.
No, I get that. And then before COVID, you were doing, I think I read, were you doing photography like for concerts and stuff like that?
Yeah. So I used to shoot for South by Southwest. So that's something I used to do and I miss doing. But you know, with work kind of couldn't do that anymore. But that's what I used to do, shoot photos.
And so then as you were saying, you went 6 months, you were rug tufting, which basically what it is, it's a cool looking machine. It's basically like two things of yarn forms like a needle almost, and it punches through which worked out that you had a drill because you have to create that frame, like that square frame in order to kind of put put that information in and do that. And then what made you like, what was the first thing you made that actually like you were like, wow, I'm proud of this? And then I think you started doing commissions, right?
Yeah. So the first thing my first rug was like a Nike sign, but it wasn't really a Nike sign. It was like a bunch of holes. But the first thing I made that I'm proud of that's in my room, it's like, it's a sky with some clouds, something super simple with open space because I knew I couldn't mess that up. And then from there, I did like my Peruvian. So I did like our Peru logo, all that nice stuff. So I started from that and then commission work from there on.
And then when you started doing commission work, was it one of those things where like you were like, you started posting on Instagram and then just people just started following and going like, hey, I want one of those. And like they slide into DMs and saying, can you make me this?
Yeah, that's how it started. But initially, like I did it, I'm not active on Instagram. And if you follow me, you know, I don't really post. I'll post on my story, not an actual post. So I used to do critical mass a lot, like where we would bike the last Friday of every month downtown. And I met some bikers and he would follow me. He was like, he saw me making rugs. He's like, you should make a page. Like, you could blow up. Like, this is a thing. And I'm like, no, I don't think so. So like the following week, I made a page because kept on harassing me about it. And then from there, like, I just grew like a following, not that big of a following, like, because I'm now of the shop, but enough where I had people from Texas reaching out from like different states asking for commissioned work or like asking me questions on tufting. So that's how it kind of started. It's like people are DMing me from Delaware, like, oh, how can you make this? Like, you're the only person that's responding. Like, I appreciate you. You're not gatekeeping. So then I would show them videos of how to patch, like if they do holes on their frames, like stuff like that. So it kind of grew to that, to me just showing in my garage friends and family how to make rugs to having a pop-up in Altamont last year. So yeah.
Yeah. And when you did the pop-up, you started doing like workshops, right? That's kind of like what made you decide to do the first, how many people were at the first workshop that you did?
Well, zero. So the first one.
I love it.
The first one where it was just like family and friends. It was nice. It was overwhelming. Of course, it was free because it was family and friends. I really didn't get my first actual customer till like, I want to say a month and a half, 2 months later. So it was a slow start for sure. But it felt great. Like my first sale, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. Someone actually wants to learn. And that was because they saw me on, I think it was Yelp. I posted a giveaway on Yelp and that's how it kind of started.
Did you go the route of like, as the commissions grew, you started buying more tufting, like the guns, more of those tuftings? Is that how you kind of did it? Or were you just using like, I have one gun and we're going to all use the one gun?
No, when I started doing workshops, that's when I purchased like a batch of guns. So I did like a bulk order of guns. Not knowing if it was going to pop off or not. I mean, I had a feeling it was going to. It was just getting the word out there, which was kind of hard to do at first. But no, I had my initial gun, which was like super industrial, heavy. I want to say like 10 pounds, so heavy. I think that's why I kept on making holes in my rugs because it was just mad heavy. But yeah. And then I purchased like 12 guns when I did the workshops.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you definitely went all, you kind of went all in then, because I know there's like a few $100, right? Those guns are a few $100.
Yeah, they're like, I get my stuff from Tough the World. So that's what I started off with. So I trust like, them. They range from like 240 to like 300 to 80.
I was going
to
say, I was looking at the page and I was like, oh man, I'm like, damn. I'm like, these things start adding up.
Yeah. And then when people drop them, I'm like, oh, all right. When their hair gets caught, I'm like, oh, all right. It's okay.
So tell people a little bit, you know, so give me the process of like, at what point, because so you know, obviously you said, you know, you were doing it for 6 months. Then you start, you know, you kind of said, okay, I kind of got the hang of this. Commission started happening, started doing workshops. At what point after the workshops, you're like, you know what? I think I want to open a spot and do this.
Yeah. So end of 2021, like I had the idea already. I just didn't know how to, like, I never ran a business. Like, how do you go about that?
Yeah.
So it was really just all talk. Like I would tell people like, yeah, I'm opening up a business. I would do like pop-ups or like what I would have tables set up where there was like food trucks. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to teach classes, but it never happened. Then my cousin reached out and he was like, yo, Cuzzle, you should like definitely do a class. Like you're popping off already on Instagram. And I'm like, oh, okay, we'll see. And then I went to like a business networking thing. And then she mentioned it and I was like, okay, so maybe I should. So from there, what was the question again? My bad. I like lost myself in the story.
My question was what led you to it? I mean, you're driving, you're still going there.
Yeah.
But my question is, what led you to go, oh, I'm going to open a store now? Cause I mean, you're basically kind of, you know, you did like a workshop. I don't know how many workshops you did before you decided you're like, I'm going to open a spot.
Well, I was in my garage. So I don't know, probably a couple from my garage where it finally people kept on reaching out, asking for a workshop. And I was like, all right, I can't take you to my house. So I need a spot because I don't want random people in my garage. So
correct.
From there on, I was just searching, looking for a place. And it's so hard to get a place, especially if you're a new business. So it was just really just me calling places. They're asking for like business plans, like how much I made. And I'm like, well, this is a brand new thing, so I can't really show you how much I've done. But I was like, but trust me, it's going to work. So it's really, it was hard.
And then you came across to the spot. You're right next to the Nook in the Milk District, right?
Yeah, I love them. Well, let's start with the pop-up. I actually found that place on Facebook Marketplace. So I encourage anyone, if you need a spot, I would have never thought to search there, but someone told me to look on Facebook Marketplace, and that's how I was able to get this pop-up place on the weekends for the summer.
And that was in Altamont, right?
Yeah, next to Lake Brantley, Luna Fit Gym. They were renting out a space for, they're looking for a massage therapist, but they couldn't find one at the time. So I went in there just asking like, hey, like, can I rent out the space on the weekends? Trying to do something. So thankfully they said yes. And that's what kind of helped me to like create this rugged perspective thing that I've been trying to do for so long. So.
No, I love that. I never would have thought that. That's awesome. Hey, out of curiosity, do you think that would work if like you wanted to do like you and a bunch of small businesses wanted to do a pop-up, like an indoor pop-up during the summer? You think that would work if you kind of went that route for the summer?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, you just have to reach out to whoever's like listing it and just talk to them. Because if no one's renting it out, then they might as well make something out of it.
Yeah.
It's like a vacant spot. Like, why not? You know?
Yeah. No, I love that. That is a great idea. Have you always been entrepreneurial like this? Like, have you always kind of had the hustle and kind of had do different things? Because I saw when you started saying neon signs and all that stuff, I was like, oh, I'm like, she definitely, she's a creative, but she also like you, it seems like you like being creative.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, she's selling all these things. I'm like, that's a cool bunch of little different hustles. I like it.
Man, if I can do everything for free, I would. I don't think so. I know my mom, she had a cleaning business growing up. So that's like the only thing I can say. I used to like write stuff on notepads. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to get an office job. And now I have an office job. And I'm like, it's not for me. But, but no, I don't know. I mean, I do neon signs. I don't sell them, but eventually I hope to do classes here doing neon signs.
What about, so do you currently right now, you currently have a full-time job and you do Rugged Perspective, like is it on the weekends or during the week, in the evenings, things like that?
Yes.
Give folks a little bit of an idea. Like if you go on the website and they're like, okay, I don't know anything. And we're going to kind of give so people have an idea of what it is. Cause like how the process works. Cause I kind of want you to like spell it out. One, because I'm intrigued. Cause I want one. Like I want my mascot as a carpet. So like I want him but I at the same time, I'm like, I'm intrigued by it. Cause I see all the different things people have created. Mm-hmm. So I kind of want to know, like tell people a little bit like, okay, so they go on your website. And what's the process like? What is it? What is it? You know, what can they expect or what do they need to provide and things like that?
So when you book online, the only thing you have to provide, which you don't have to right when you check out, but it's the image you want to create. So there's like an upload section when you book. And if it's doable, I'll have it ready for you at the class. And all materials are provided. You just literally just come into the class. I'm like, all right. Let's go make my rug that I already have traced out for you. So you don't have to go in and draw or do anything. I have that ready for you. But on the site, so every month the month before I'll list the next month's like classes. So I just released today or yesterday some of March's workshops. So that's available to book now. They sell out. So I tried to get the subscribers, like my email subscribers, like the first like divs, and then I'll announce it to the public. But you can pretty much do anything. One thing I'll try to tell you to avoid is text. That's kind of hard to do because you have such a small frame. I mean, there's two sizes of frames. We have the 2x3, which is like our small frames, and our large frames, which is the 3x3, which is wider. But yeah, you can pretty much do anything. And if you mess up, I'm always here to help and no one would know. So there you go.
How easy, obviously not everyone is the same in like their, how they are like in crafts and stuff like that, but how quickly do people start picking it up where they're like starting to start going? And also how long is a class? Because I can see it going pretty long in some cases.
Well, it depends on the person, like you said, and the design you select. But some people pick it up within 10 minutes, like, and then I'm just there observing. And then some other people need like more hands-on, especially when you're hitting like the curves. But I'm always there to explain. And the beginning of the class, we do like a demo, and then I'll show you, and then we do it together, and then you guys go off on your own. But let's say you do like your design, I'd say it probably take like 2 hours, but again, depends on you. Like I see people that are zoned out and they can finish it within an hour and a half. And then you have other people that are like chilling, especially if you're there with your friends or boyfriend, girlfriend, and then it'll take you like 3 to 4 hours. But again, depends on how complex the design is.
What, one of the things that I was like, I was telling some folks that I was going to be interviewing you, cause they were like, I've never heard of this. And I kind of was like, I was like, well, I'm like, it's kind of like, I think of it as one of the same thing as like, if you were to paint pottery or if you were to go the route of, you know, doing like how people love to go the painting classes and do like the couples, you know, bring some wine and paint.
Yeah.
Well, same thing. You just bring, you know, bring some wine or bring some food and do some tufting and do some rugging, you know, and kind of work it that way. What have you, I know I saw one of the ones that you did was like a Bad Bunny one. Like it was like a pretty large one
because
you were doing some pretty, I think I saw a cap, like an Iron Man one. And I saw like a few, like there are some big ones that you were doing. Were those some of those commissions that you were working on?
So that was my work, before I did the workshops. And actually the Iron Man, which I'm kind of mad I did, that was a giveaway. So someone won that. I know. I should have rigged it, but I didn't because I'm an honest person.
That's all. And that was a big rug too. That was not like, that did not look small.
No, man, that took me so long every day after work till 3 a.m. But I loved doing it. It was nice. And I'm always listening to like a podcast or listening to my music or my K-dramas in the background. So every rig I do, like there's an album I like connected to. So I just
listen. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. What that's pretty amazing. Like I think it's so cool that what you're creating and what you're doing. What do you think has been the hardest part of this process? Because I mean, obviously, like, you know, this can't be easy trying to tell people, especially if you're, like you said in the beginning, trying to find a spot and tell people like, hey, this is what my business is, and they're like, what is that?
I would say starting it. Because I would, I want to say 4 to 5 months, I would go on my break just looking for locations with my sister. And when I would call like the realtors, and I guess I have like a kiddish voice, so they didn't take me seriously. But I was like, what do you mean? I own a rug tufting workshop. Right now I'm in my garage. So like that was not it. Like they weren't feeling that. So like I said, just getting a place was probably the most hardest part. And then the next one would be like just getting the word out there because I didn't have content to show. So like I would reuse like the same people just to show content so people can have an idea like, oh, this is what a rug tufting workshop is. Like if you see my earlier videos, you'll see my cousin and sister there like 1,000 times, just like in different positions and clothes. Until it finally picked up, you know?
Yeah. No, I get it. Do you, is it just you doing the classes or do you, I know obviously you got, you, I'm assuming you have a band of people helping out when you need help, like family and friends and stuff like that.
Yeah. So I have my cousin who, she took my first Bad Bunny workshop that I hosted and I was like, damn, this girl's good. And she's a stay at home mom. So she loves it. She's always here helping me with the classes. So you'll meet her when you take the class. And then my mom, she works on the yarn. She'll like wind up all the yarns, turn them into cakes. And then my sister. Yeah. So it's like a whole family thing. It's nice.
It's definitely a family thing. Yeah. I love it. I love it. No, that's so much fun. What do you think? I think sometimes one of the hardest parts when you're trying to do all this stuff is just like how to just trying to get the word out. Like, how do you think, I mean, I've seen newspaper articles about you. I've seen different things, which is great. How have you gotten the word out? Because when it's something like this where it's new and not many people, I mean, that's the cool thing. It's the uniqueness of it, I think, is what helps with the like recognition and remembering.
Yeah.
But what do you think has been like, how have you been able to get the word out and tell people like, hey, you know, this is what I got going on and come take a class?
So Instagram, I feel like it's like number one place how I was able to get people in. So I did like Orlando Weekly, the giveaway. I would walk around, like my friends hated me because I would always have my business cards. And I'm like, if I feel like you look like the type that would take a class, I'd be like, hey, like here, I have a new business. If you want to make a rug, I teach classes. So that's what I did. And then influencers, man, like these foodies, thank God for them, because I want to say Tabitha from Eat Me Orlando, she came when I had the pop-up, and her just posting it brought a lot of people. Lemon Hearted when she came out. Riz, it's like a community thing. So I feel like if you have a business, like you go with Instagram and have people, or you post about it and other people post about it. So Instagram.
One of the things that you said, which I appreciate, is the fact that like you would go up to people and give them your card. Because I think a lot of times people don't want to, I don't know, there's a certain level of being timid or afraid of just telling people like, hey, oh, I think you'd like this. Why don't you come? You know, and like the worst they can say is no, but a lot of people don't want to do that, right?
No. And I always like second guess myself. I'm like, should I? I'm like, I might as well, because I don't know this person. And if they say no, then all right, whatever. And if they say yes, then okay, you have someone to take your workshop. So, yeah, my friends would hate it because I would be at concerts waiting in line. I'm like, oh, hey, girl. Like that's how I get into the conversation. I'm like, hey, girl, I make rugs.
I was going to say, what is the line? I mean, because for me, it's like, hey, you like sandwiches?
I know,
like,
right?
Like, at least I can go that route. But it's like, hey, you like rugs? You like rugs? Who doesn't need a rug? You need a rug?
No.
You know what I mean?
For like Bad Bunny, because I posted, I want to say, I think 4 times Bad Bunny workshops. Like, ooh, he needs to come to the next one. If not, I'm going to go crazy. If I knew they liked Bad Bunny, or I would, if I was at the concert in line, I'd be like, hey, I'm hosting a Bad Bunny workshop. That's how I kind of do it. Or I just say, hey, like I was at Tori's last week and I was in line waiting. And I was like, oh, if you guys are looking for something to do on Valentine's Day, I have a workshop, stuff like that. So.
Do you have you done a Taylor Swift one by?
No, but I'm going to. Oh my gosh, April, you heard it here first.
Okay. I'm gonna have to get my daughter's probably gonna want one. She in for her room. That'd be perfect.
Yeah, so we would do like the albums or like discos and just listen to Taylor Swift.
Very fun. I think it's awesome. So like what? So when you do it, are all of them different themes? I know you do some of them. I've seen some of them where you have like the leftover scraps of like, hey, this is what we have.
Yeah.
So, which is very smart because obviously, you know, you got to use everything that you have.
Yeah.
Do you just come up with different themes every month or some of them obviously are like, hey, I have a similar themed and some of them are just like, hey, what do you want to make? Let's just make something you want to make.
I just come up with them every month, however I feel or I'm in a mood of doing. I mean, I'm open to suggestions as always. Someone told me to do Taylor Swift, so I was like, all right, I'm down. It's cool. But I had like R&B night last Friday. I kind of like gear it towards music because that's what I like, music a lot. So I've done that. I want to do Tough Your Favorite Album. So you upload one of the albums that you like and it will listen to that music throughout the class. Because I would like to hear what other people like listen to.
Yeah.
And it's not like the same old, so I just trying to gear it towards that. So I wanted to feel like an experience, like oh yeah, we had so much fun at Rugged. I wanted to feel like a dance party. That's what it is.
Okay, I love that. Have you done like an Orlando themed one where it's like all the Orlando sports teams?
No, but I want to because I love the Magic. You know,
I like all the sports. Heck, I'd make one just with all the different teams on there because I'm all about the Orlando, all of those teams. So anything Orlando, I'm down for.
I want to do like a Florida thing where we do like I-4 or just like Florida State. You know, I'm from Jersey, but I grew up here. But I love Orlando. So.
We're in Jersey.
Perth Amboy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you call it? How long have you lived in Florida versus New Jersey?
I lived here my whole life. I moved down here when I was 6. So
okay, so I'm not going to ask you the. Well, maybe I can't ask you because your family, like, does your family call? People ask that. I'm from Jersey. People love asking that one. No, the other one, mine's food related. I was going to say, do you guys call it Taylor ham or pork roll?
All right, no. Well, I come from a Spanish family, so I don't think we.
I agree with that because I'll be honest, I'm Cuban and my family did not eat it either. I ate it because I had a lot of American friends. My family did not eat any tail. They don't know what any of that is. They're like, what is that? I'm like, jamón? I'm like, no, mom, it's not ham. Es una puerco. That's not pork. That's not pork roll. You know, that's how they would be. So I get it.
Yeah.
I totally get it. No, I think it's really cool what you've created and what you're doing. So I don't know if you actually fully gave me an answer. Do you have a full-time job, and this is like, or is this your full-time job right now?
I do have a full-time job. I work downtown at an accounting firm, which is like a 7-minute drive. So I'll host classes like after work some days and then on the weekends. But yeah, I have a full time. And right now it's tax season, so it's busy.
Uh-huh. I was going to say you're in your busy time. And then how do you balance that? How do you balance that? Man. And two, I'm assuming your work knows, or maybe knows, and it's okay if they don't, because listen, there's a reason why I use Biggie on all my stuff.
Oh, okay.
There's a reason why I use Biggie in my world, because I have a corporate job too. So that's why I'm kind of curious on how you balance it and not burn yourself out.
It's something I'm still learning to juggle. I feel like some people do know. Not all. I try not to talk about it too much. But they know, because they see me like on Facebook, Instagram, Orlando Weekly. Like one of my coworkers saw me and I was like, oh yeah, that's right. I am an Orlando Weekly, the newspaper. So it's like, I still have my weekends free. So I try to spend my time at the shop. But I also have to balance, like, I want to be with my family. I love being with my family on Sunday. So I try to try to balance that too. But it's hard. I'm not going to lie. It is hard.
I was going to say, it's got to be hard, because like if you like, it's one of those where at the same time, like you're like, I got to pay rent. So it's like, I got to pay rent. I got to do workshops. And then it's like, how often can I do it? So like right now, how are you balancing it now in the sense of like, how often are you doing, are there workshops during the course of the week?
Not so much, especially because of tax season. Before I used to, I mean, in the summer last year, of course, it was just on the weekends. And now I try to limit it to like 2 times a week. So for sure on Tuesdays because of Tasty Takeover, and then Fridays. And then if someone wants to do like a private party, then I'm open to that. Because I also have my cousin that helps out, so she can also teach the class if anything.
That's what's your favorite thing about it? What's your favorite thing about doing this and seeing people create things?
Oh man. Their reaction, like after their rugs are done, they're like, oh shit, like I made this. I'm like, yeah, you did. It's cool. It's cool turning like literally like a blank canvas, like nothing, and then you turn it into something you're gonna see every day in your room or your house. So it's nice. That's why my thing is, I made that ish, because you made it. That's like my buying thing. So
I love it. What's the craziest thing you've seen someone create?
It's on my page. Actually, there's two things. So if you go on the homepage of the website, someone did Medusa, and I thought that was crazy. I told her not to make it, but she's like, no, I want to. I was like, all right. She was here like the full 4 hours, but it came out so nice. Like, I didn't want to give it back. It came out really dope. Because you had all the snakes and everything. It was like super detailed. I'm like, girl, you're not going to do that. And she did it. And I'm proud of her.
That's awesome. What's something else would you like that you...
Someone at the pop-up, she used to do latch hook, but she wanted to try out tufting. She came from the Melbourne area. But she did a stained glass of a bird. And I thought that came out really nice. It was super like intricate, like complex, but detailed. But she did it and it came out really good. And I can send you the photo. But it was nice.
That's awesome. Yeah, I definitely want to see them so I could share them. What is there like a common theme? Have you noticed like a common theme that a lot of people I'm like, are you getting to a point where you're almost like a tattoo shop that you have like a binder where you show people like, well, I don't know what to make. And then you're like, well, what about this? And then like they flip through the book and you're like, you can make a heart.
I try to push hearts because that's the easiest, or flowers because you have like your petals. But no, I mean, I'll send them stuff I think that's easy that they won't get overwhelmed with, which is like the Murakami heart, like the hypey stuff. There's like a heart, not heart, flower or whatever. But I did team up with a local artist, Jennifer. I don't know if you saw it on the website, but she was able to like give me a couple of her artwork, which is like super beginner friendly, I feel. So if people wanted to pick from that, they totally could.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
No, I did not see that. That's cool. I love the fact that you can team up, teaming up with different people. And that may be even something that you could even like a future project, like where you do collabs for like with different artists every month, right?
Right.
You Write it down. I love ideas. This is the reason why I love having these conversations, because I think these are such fun ideas to be able to do and be able to kind of be able to have. Because, I mean, it really is endless, the opportunities that you have on, you know, the creativity side of it, and you and how you want to collaborate with different people.
Yeah.
I think that's it's like a really fun thing to be able to do. And then, you know, so there's a lot of different elements when it comes to that. What's the goal? What's the goal of this? I mean, is there a goal, or is it just kind of like, I'm just kind of going?
I'm just kind of going. I mean, I've always envisioned, like, first I envisioned a shop in the Milk District, which is crazy because I'm in a Milk District. So I kind of manifested it. I don't know. It happened. But I would like to do other stuff in here too, like neon signs, and kind of grow it from there. But right now I'm just going with the flow.
Have you always manifested? Have you always
never
kind of thought, really? Never. It's kind of strange, but with this certain thing, I have, because from our short time talking, I've heard you mention things like, well, yeah, I was like, hey, that'd be cool. And I told people I was going to have a shop and this and that, like those are all things that are people, like, I've had previous guests that have all talked about how like they believed it and then they achieved it. Like Maffrey's and Ivanhoe, that's how they did it. Like he basically had a vision of where it was going to be, and all of a sudden that's what it is. Sandwiched in Miami, that's how they did it. Like he had, like, they just did a pop-up and then he's like, oh yeah, we're gonna open a store and, you know, and like Ayocho, and then like everyone's like, oh really? And like his wife was like, what are you talking about? But they did it because they talked about it, and they kind of, you know, it's crazy. But like that's the reason why, like, I love hearing, you know, that's why I was kind of curious if you often do that or not, because that's something that, you know, if, you know, sometimes it's a hard thing to be able to kind of picture it, or even enough to be able to say it out loud to make it, to make it happen.
No. Yeah, for sure. And I mean, honestly, after the pop-up, I didn't see myself doing it anymore, but I had so many people reaching out like, oh, you have to. So then I looked again. But yeah, I guess I manifested this place, which is nice. Because I feel like whenever you want something, I feel like there's obstacles that always get in the way. Like, for example, when I was looking for this spot, the day I found it, my uncle had a stroke. And then I was like, all right, maybe I shouldn't, like, I don't have time to worry about this. But my mom was like, no, he's in a hospital. Just go talk to the landlord. And I did, and I got the spot. So I feel like there's always something that happens. When I did my grand opening, my cousin passed away like 2 days before. So I was like, and so then you would think, like, should I even do this? Like, what the heck? Wow. But you just keep on going. So, and I don't know, it could be the enemy getting in your way, but then you just have to push through and trust God. But
I think a lot of times that's what it is. It's a test. It's a test. You gotta like, and you basically got to just be like, how badly do you want it? And this is kind of where you're going to be tested.
Yeah.
You know, to make it happen, which is definitely what it is. And you're definitely making it. I'm super excited for you. I think it's fantastic what you're doing. What advice would you give someone for wanting to start something?
To just do it. You probably heard that a lot, but like, just go for it. Like, I feel like people get in the way of their own, like, way, whatever. I don't know how I'm saying that correctly.
But they get in their own way.
Yeah, there we go. And they get in their head. Like, I feel like I was at that point in the beginning, because I was like, yeah, I'll do it. But like, where's the money coming from? Like, how am I going to start this? How am I going to do it? But just do it, and like, things will fall into place. And if you fail, just start again or whatever, you know. But yeah, just go for it. And if always ask for help, get a mentor, you know, you can't do it all alone. So yeah, just go for it.
Do you have a mentor?
I would say yes. I'm a part of a, I mean, I don't pay her, but to me, she's my mentor. I'm a part of a business, like, group coaching thing. And she hosts like events throughout the year called VAGE. I know that's a weird acronym, but it's Vision, Ambition, and Goals. So whenever I need help, it's like a community of girls. I just go to them, or I go to her, and she kind of helps out with the business, which is nice.
No, that's so, that's
like, after, you know.
That's so important. I know you went to UCF. Did you ever do any of the, what is it, Blackstone, any of that stuff, like the entrepreneurial stuff? No. Did you ever do any of those things?
No.
did this just kind of fall? Because this was never like a thing where you just kind of like, this was just like, you know, I'm going to do accounting, because I mean, obviously that's a business aspect of it, but like, everyone needs accounting, which is great.
Yeah.
And then, but at the same time, you just kind of were like, I'm just going to.
I mean, just,
I just, it all just kind of fell in and you just like, I like this. I'm going to keep doing it.
Luckily, I mean, unfortunately, the lockdown is what kind of made this a thing for me. So if it wasn't,
made everyone crazy.
Yeah.
And that's how things came up. Yep. Yeah.
Cause I used to have, like the boiler room every day in my room to make it seem like, oh yeah, I'm dancing with people listening to music. Or I had, DJ Nice on my Instagram just to get that like feeling of like normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
no, but no, I totally get it.
The lockdown.
I love it. What? So what, how can people tell, give a little plug? I'm going to put everything in the show notes as well, but like give people a little bit of information on like where they can follow you, where they can come sign up for classes, you know, all those type of things that they can, you can provide. So that way they can check you out online and follow you, as well as also maybe sign up for a class and make their own car, make their own rug.
Yes. So you can look me up on Instagram. It's regularperspective_ORL. On the website, regularperspective.com. Not on MySpace, but I am on Facebook and Yelp and Google.
Did you say MySpace?
Yeah, MySpace.
That exists still? That still exists?
I think it does. I think they're trying to come back. But you can book online. I just released March dates. I'm going to release a couple more. I'm just waiting on some confirmations because we're doing collabs. And if you want to book a private, like a birthday party or something separate from what's on a calendar, you absolutely can just email us and we can set something up. April, if you guys are interested, it's Silent Disco. We're doing a session with Silent Disco. It's a scrap it up session. So I have DJs and stuff, which I'm excited for. And yeah, come book a class. Super easy, beginner friendly. My mom can do it, so I know you can. And if you mess up, you won't mess up. Let's not say that. You're not going to mess up.
But so yeah, when they make it, when you're done making the rug, do you like, do you clean it up? Like, I mean, I seen like you kind of like shave, there's like a shaving type of like the trim and all that stuff.
So
and then do they get to take it home as soon as it's done, or do you, or is there a process afterwards?
Depending on the day. So on the weekends, because we start our classes in the morning, you're able to finish it and take it home. On the weekdays, because we start classes at 6, I don't want you staying here all night because I know people work the next day and I work the next day. But yeah, so when you're done tufting your rug, we'll check for any like gaps, we'll fill that in, and then you'll glue the back of it, finish the backing of it, you add felt to it, and then we'll shave the rug. So that's probably the most therapeutic part that I want people to try out, because it's very soothing. It's a therapeutic type of like artwork. So it's, and that's it, and you take it home. And then people make rugs. So that's one thing. I'm sorry. One thing I really do like about hosting workshops. And I wish it was there when I was starting, because I had no idea how to make rugs. But people pick up tufting and they start making their own rugs. And then they start doing commission work. So people can start like their own hobby or side gig, which is nice. So I love that part of it too.
The other cool part is you can then possibly have extra people that you can possibly hire as you grow. And then that way you could have it open more often and people can come and do it anytime they want and stuff like that, which is pretty awesome to be able to do. Yeah. What, how'd you come up with the name Rugged Perspective?
Rugged Perspective. I knew I always wanted the name Rugged because tufting to me just sounded too rough and like hurtful. So rugged, you know, the R's is like round. So I'm like, all right, cool. I'm gonna go rugged. Then I was at church and then the pastor was talking about perspective and God. And then it just hit me. And I was like, oh, and I cussed at church and I shouldn't have. But I was like, this is it. And I told my friend, like, this is it. It's rugged perspective. Because it's all about perspective. Like, it could look good to you. It could look bad to someone else. But if it's good to you, then you're good. It's your rug. You made it.
So. Or even if it like came out really nice and you're like, why the heck would you do a, I don't know, like a piece of turd, like, you know, like a crap like emoji. Like, why would you make that your carpet? And like, well, that's for my bathroom and I wanted to put it.
And
like, you know what I mean? Like one of those, you could do that.
So it came to me one day and I was like, all right, that was August 21st, 2022.
Really?
Yeah.
I love how you remember that. Do you write a lot of your ideas down too, or no?
I do, but I know that day because it was my sister's birthday. So, and I remember that year, my birthday was like 2 weeks before my sister's birthday. I like, when I blew out the candles, I was like, all right, you guys, I'm going to do a business. It's for rug tufting and a workshop. So I just remember that because I have it written down in my notebook. So I have all the days listed.
So you do journal then?
Somewhat, not a lot, but
yeah. Well, I don't know if you know, I love for a little perspective of yourself to think back if there's anything else that you've kind of put out there, because there's at least now three things I've heard you talk about how you've like brought, put it out there and said it and spoken it into existence.
Maybe I should do
that. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. I'm just pointing it out as an outsider, pointing it out because I think it's so important. And I'm also saying it because like, there's a lot of me like where I'm like, people ask me all the time, like, well, what do you want to do with Deli Fresh Dreads? And I'm like, I don't know. I just want to keep growing it. I'm like, I've been doing it long enough. I'm like, I just want to keep growing my brand. Uh-huh. I was like, so I appreciate when I see people speaking it into existence and making it work, because you are making it work and doing everything. So I definitely admire, and I think it's a great what you're doing. And I'm looking forward to taking some classes with you. And my last question is, how have you had anyone who's like become like kind of almost like a, like obsessed, so they are constantly coming, like they've done more than one rug, like, and they have like rugs everywhere, or they're giving rugs out to people?
Yeah, I've had people that have come back like 3 to 4 times, and I appreciate that. Like, I kind of want to do a membership just based because of that. But yeah, she lives out in Port St. Lucie. I don't know, far, like 2 hours or an hour and a half.
Wow.
But she's just itching to make another rug. She wrote me last week. She's like, I need another rug. I'm like, let me send you a list. Because if you're interested in tufting, I'll send you like a checklist so you can start getting your items and starting. But yeah, people come back to me. There's so many things you can do. Like after you do one thing, you want to do something to go with it. It's addicting.
One last question. I'm sorry for so many questions.
No, you're good.
Can you make like a, like almost like make them into like patches where they can become like a patch, so they go on a sweater, almost like a, like, because I think to myself of like, you know, like a Letterman's jacket type thing, like how they, like it's made out of like, what is it, chenille, I think is what it is. Right. Like, is that, can you make stuff like that where then you can become like a patch and you can like literally put it on a sweater or whatever?
Yeah, and you could like sew it in. Yeah, you could.
Yeah,
definitely do. There's so many things you can do. I want to get into making pillows one day, so we can do like maybe a 2-day class. We do pillows, like tabletop stool, like stool tops.
I love the idea of a pillow, a couch pillow. Like you can do like make your own tufting version of a pillow, and then that way, so then you're like, you're tufting the pillow part, the design of it, and then you just make it into a pillow.
Yeah,
and then you can put it on your couch, and then I can have more than one.
Exactly,
I can have a bunch of them. Oh, that's dangerous. I already know what I'm going to make with it when you get there. Thank you so much for being on. I really appreciate it.
Of course.
Arelis. I think it's amazing what you're doing. I think it's, I'm super excited. That's one of the reasons like I selfishly wanted to talk to you, even though we had never met. I've been following you and I was just like, I want to talk to her because I want to do this. And at the same time, I want more people to know what this is so that they can try to do it. So I thank you very much for coming on and being on the show today. That's our show for today. Thank you so much for Arias Rodriguez of Rugged Perspective for being on. Definitely check it out if you're craving and saying, hey, you know what, I need a little color, I need something fun to add into my house, or I need to make a cool gift, or I just need a good date night. Guess what? Rugged Perspective. That's where you're going. You got to set up a thing. Maybe you got a cool idea and you can pass it on to her like I did during the interview, because I want to be there for Orlando City night or something like that, where she's making, everyone's doing Orlando City stuff, or UCF, maybe a UCF night. I could definitely get a UCF Nighthead carpet, you know, a rug. I definitely would take that as well. But definitely check her out. If you're in the Milk District, sign up, look it online. You'll see all the information on the show notes. If you like the show, make sure to support me. Subscribe, tell your friends. If you want to support my brand, check out Deli Fresh Shreds. Do some shopping. Obviously, if you're tufting and you're eating a sandwich, I want to see a selfie of that. Like, as eating a sandwich while you're tufting, I definitely want to see that. Thank you. Until next time, keep eating sandwiches and follow your passion.
Thanks.